And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Today we start in Fort Worth, Texas, where the police chief finally responded to his officers threatening a Christian evangelist with arrest 2 years running for preaching near a Pride festival. The verdict? Nobody was fired or suspended, not even reprimanded. Instead, the entire department will sit through First Amendment training, probably even a pizza party. The chief admitted they were, quote, wrong in the manner in which they communicated, but the manner was never the problem. The problem was officers acting like private security for Pride and treating a street preacher doing what Christians have done since the book of Acts, like a criminal. And from the police station to the medical school, a House committee held a hearing this week on DEI in medical education, and the chancellor of the University of California, San Francisco, stole the show. Asked about basic biology, this trained pediatrician testified that, quote, the vast majority of pregnancies are in women. Not all, just most. He runs one of the most elite health science campuses in America, and he can't bring himself to say what every single person since first grade knows. And that mindset isn't staying on campus. A Chili's server in Louisiana says he was fired for calling his coworker Madeline by her actual name instead of her chosen one, which was, or is, fish. That's right, F-I-S-H. This guy, whose name is Wes Ford, refused to play along, and managers just walked him out. He filmed the whole thing, which promptly went viral. His explanation was pretty simple. He just's not participating in this nonsense anymore. And judging by the reaction online, millions of Americans feel exactly the same way. Meanwhile, the Pentagon still believes in biology, and now it's measuring it. War Secretary Pete Hegseth announced that service members 30 and older will get an annual testosterone screening as part of their regular health assessment, with younger troops able to request one. If levels come back low, replacement therapy is on the table voluntarily. Doctor supervised, of course, and aimed at restoring natural capability, not juicing performance. His argument is that the battlefield is brutal and war fighters deserve the best medicine available. Whatever you make of the policy, at least one corner of the federal government can still define a man. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.